Grace to you and peace from God our Creator, Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit who is at work among us today. Confirmants. I don't like to think of myself as very old. Right, adults? You don't like to think of yourself as very old. But I was the very last class of confirmation students at my church growing up who had to stand up in front of the congregation and be quizzed at the end of their confirmation experience. I want you guys to be ready to turn around and look. Adults in the room, how many of you went through that confirmation quiz? Different varieties, different ways, right? There are whole bunches of them back there. I tell you what, Jacob, are you ready? It's a hard one today. Who is this? Charlie D'Amelio. Charlie D'Amelio. We're not going to make you recite the catechism or respond to questions as we go. Do you know anything about Charlie D'Amelio? This is like the second most TikTok followers in the world. Was a professional dancer who got really popular just for being pretty and being on TikTok and doing her thing. But now she sells like nail polish and makeup. She has a whole line of products, all sorts of different things. Do you know what my favorite thing is, Andrew? Do you know that her name is on? Guys, she sells mattresses. Isn't that interesting? Claire, are you ready? Who's this? Don't know. Uh-oh. Cobby Lame. I heard it. One of our confirmation students. I'll remember that for a couple years from now. This guy has the most followers on TikTok in the world. And his whole shtick was to look at life hacks that got really complicated and stupid and just kind of go, never say a word, but shrug his shoulders, hold his hands open, and go like that, just again and again and again. This guy now is a character on Fortnite. Did you know that? And he's bought into a couple of video game creation companies and is going corporate. Like, he is making a whole world out of his little silent shtick. How about this one together? Mr. Beast. What's Mr. Beast's real name? Jimmy Donaldson. I love those middle schoolers who are just shouting it out. Oh, that's fantastic. Jimmy, known as Mr. Beast, has the largest YouTube channels in the world and like 6 of the top 10 most viewed videos in history on the internet. Isn't that kind of mind-blowing to think that one person and his company do that? And he does all sorts of interesting things. He's actually somebody I really look at as a good model for us, but he also is hoping that to make possible all of his video empire, to do everything else, you might buy what? His chocolate? His burgers? Anybody ever had a Beast Burger? No? All of the other things that he sells and does. These guys together are called what? What is their name, their job title? What was it? Influencers. These are influencers. Jesus, in the Gospel of John, wants to say to the Pharisees and to the Jews who believed in him, I want to be your influence. The one who you look to and who shapes how you think, who you are, what you are becoming. Our little section is the middle part of a longer argument that's happening between Jesus and a whole bunch of different folks. It starts out with a little technical legal argument. At least that's what the Jews think. They think that they're saying, no, Moses said you have to have 2 witnesses. And Jesus is saying to them, I'm asking you, who do you say that I am? Because my 2 witnesses are God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And so if you are indeed saying that I am God the Son, then I have my 2 witnesses and my word is valid. My testimony can be heard. Then that little section that we just heard about slavery and sin, we'll dig into that a little more. And then anybody ever watched Anchorman? The adults in the room kind of go, do you remember the scene where all the men are screaming and finally the character named Brick just goes, loud noises! That's what happens after that. There's just a lot of yelling back and forth. The Pharisees at Jesus, Jesus at them, and they never quite get to the place of actually talking to each other, of doing anything constructive. It's literally, I would write it in all caps if I were the person who was translating that section of it. This all is part of a larger pattern established throughout the Gospel of John. It's a pattern of misunderstanding and disagreement. It starts with Nicodemus. Do you remember the Nicodemus story, people in the room? Anybody remember? Jesus says to Nicodemus, a Pharisee who came secretly to him at night, "You must be born again." And Nicodemus, do you remember what he said? It's like the dumbest thing you're possibly going to ask or say. "How could I possibly crawl inside my mom?" What? Of course Jesus wasn't talking about that. He was talking about being reborn spiritually, about being connected to God in a new way for life that wells up from our center by being rooted in the divine. And then the Samaritan woman at the well, she's tired of coming to get water. She has to come at the middle of the day because she's been ostracized and isn't part of her community. And when Jesus tells her that "I have water that will make you never thirsty again," she goes, "I want it. If you've got magic water, please give it to me." Well, of course, he didn't have magic water, right? Though the water in a wine thing at Cana, different story, different sermon. But what he had for her was a way of being fed spiritually, of being raised up into new life, nourished, and being called into a new sense of community that started with him, living water. And then you get this little chunk. "Wait a second, Jesus, we've never been slaves." Congregation, how ridiculous is that? It's pretty ridiculous. Remember Egypt and the Exodus? What were they in Egypt? Slaves. What we don't talk about as much is what were they when Assyria conquered them? Slaves. Or Babylon, when they conquered them? Slaves. Or even now, when Jesus is talking to them and they were occupied by Rome, what were they? Slaves. Through the taxes and the oppression of the system, they were dealing with being slaves in a different way than we think of, but each and every one of them beholden to Rome. Jesus says, again, "I'm not talking about actual slavery. What I'm talking about is being set free. Set free every day, every way, for life in me." And it starts by knowing the truth. And the truth is that one word. In the scripture, it's logos, is it? Which is word. Jesus in the Gospel of John. And the way that you become rooted in the truth is by spending time with Jesus. How many of you have on your phone TikTok? Yep. How many of you have Instagram? Okay. Snapchat. YouTube? Yeah. I have all of them too, don't worry about it. What Jesus was saying to them, though, is the way that you look forward to that, the way that you are ingrained and learning and shaped by that, everything that comes from it, that's how you should be shaped by me, formed by me, connected to me. How many times a day do we open our phones? Anybody? How many was it? Too many. Too many, Riley Christensen. That is exactly right. And what Christ asks for us to do is to open ourselves to him. Dr. Judith Jones said it this way, and I think it's the summary that you need for today. In the Gospel of John, what Jesus did was invite us to know him so deeply that that truth sinks in. In here, not with magic water, not with being reborn again from our mothers, but in truth that will set us free, that we are beloved, named and claimed children of God, each and every one, set forth, called forth to walk in his footsteps. Jesus wants to be our influencer, the one who shapes our thinking, the one who we turn to when we have a down moment or an opportunity to think again about what we're up to and who we are. The fullness of God, the complexity of God is in front of you, students. And your opportunity today is to take everything that you've been taught, years and years of education and faith formation, the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, all of those things, and to take them from here and to bring them from to here so that you might be set free. Now I'm done. It's been a privilege to work with you guys these last couple of years, and I'm excited to watch how you grow in the years to come. May it be growth in Christ, growth in love, growth in grace. Amen.